I think was Hispanic, and his grandfather was German. His name was Clem.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a lot of folks here with German names, mm-hmm. but it's been so long ago that they say, well, I'm Hispanic, you know.
Really?
They don't know where they got the German. It's just like any American youngster, you know.
Sure.
Don't know where I came from. Don't know who my parents are.
Mm-hmm.
I got a son-in-law, Mickey's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know where his parents come from.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
That's American.
That's American, I understand.
Do you know that, do you know if the Germans came straight from Germany then?
I believe most of them did, yeah.
Okay.
You know, they came here to work in the mines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mines years ago.
What kind of mines did you have around here?
Well, there was gold mines back up in these hills years ago.
Really? Anything else? Coal or anything?
What's that?
Was there coal or anything?
No coal up in this area. The coal is down below.
Yeah.
About 6 miles down the mine here. Starts where the coal beds are.
Mm-hmm.
But this area was all gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I have records of all the gold mines here, and I believe I'm the only one in the whole county that has records.
Joe Gepo?
Hello there.
Where's Gepo?
Do you know any miners?
Miners?
Yeah. Or did you?
I did know, but I think most of them are dead.
Okay. Do you know what? How often, when were those mines active?
Well, they were active up until 15 years ago.
Huh? Pretty late, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They're small operations, pretty much?
The coal mines were pretty good operations.
Yeah.
See, this coal bed here is one of the largest in the world.
Really?
It goes from Colorado to Mexico, I guess.
Really?
It's one of the longest coal bed, but now these coal beds here are something like 3 miles deep.
Wow. So that includes all the places like down near Trinidad, like
Trinidad, Aguilar,
yeah.
all those areas.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are any of those active anymore? Do you know
them? Active mines?
Yeah.
No more.
Okay. Well, where's all that coal coming from nowadays, huh?
It comes from Wyoming.
Oh, yeah, I think somebody else covering that, too.
Comes from Wyoming.
So you see these coal cars coming through every once in a while, and that's apparently
every day,
from Wyoming
every day.
Down there.
Yeah, each car, I think, carries around 60 tons, and sometimes there's 100 cars.
Yeah.
My son...
That's a long wait.
Yeah, my son works in Wyoming, one of them, the youngest son.
Uh-huh.
Works in Wyoming. See, I have a set of twin boys. They work,
oh, really?
Work at the hospital in Pueblo.
Hmm.
But the youngest boy works at a power plant, but he worked in the coal mines up in that area in Wyoming.
Really?
But he lives in Wyoming, but right now he's a dredger in Idaho.
A what?
A dredger.
What does a dredger do?
They dredge rivers, make them deeper.
Oh, okay.
And it's for the company, for the power company.
Right, that's what it
is. Yeah.
You were basically raised in Pueblo then? And Denver?
Between Denver and Pueblo, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in both places. My mother was in Pueblo all her life, and my grandfather, he tried everything. He was a farmer and everything else,
right.
General contractor. And he moved to he traded the farm for a house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he farmed, and I did go to school a little bit in Denver.
Okay. Where did you go to school in Denver?
In Arvada Grade School.
Oh, okay. You know anything about those